God bless you all. And yeah, really great sharing, Amber. And, you know, we do serve a wonderful, wonderful God. And, you know, what was working in my heart, as everyone's been sharing, is that I just want to encourage each person to really lock in with God. Lock in. Like, double lock, triple lock. Like, really keep your heart and your mind focused on God. Because since we've done this, we're blessed. And God is really moving, giving the thoughts, good emotions. Like, God is the provider of everything. And he really wants us to be blessed, to be that blessing. Because if we're not blessed, how can we bless others? How can we be a light when we're sad and sat in darkness? We can't be that light. And God wants us to be who he's called us to be, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And all it takes is a decision and a choice to really commit to the words of God, the word from God. This is what we're committing to. We're not committing to man, but we're committing to that very word that God is speaking today. And that's to seek God with all our heart. Like, that's the first and foremost thing as a believer we do. We seek God. We seek God for that relationship, to do his will in our life. Not our will, but God's will. This is what we're seeking for. We're seeking for that satisfaction, that fulfillment in our life. And the way we get that is by doing God's business. His business is the best way, because he if we decide to do that, he's going to give us all the tools to be able to really execute the mission that is set before us. Because there is a plan, there is a purpose that God has set before us. And the way we get on that plan is by being locked in with God, is by keeping our focus on him, by keeping focus on the words that you're receiving. This is just so important. So I can cipher or discern between good and evil. This is what scripture says. We can do this. So what words are you receiving from people? And this is how we can discern, which will push us forward to really walk with God. Because if we're receiving not the heavenly words, we're not going to produce. And so, like, when we go to my dad, who encourages us with the sound words, and it is, God is speaking through him more so than probably he realizes himself. So, like, through those words, like, God is able to lead your every step, just like in the old times, like through the prophets. When the prophets give the word and the people did it, they blessed, they prospered. And God's still moving in this light today, because he needs a point. So, you know, a point of contact in earth, which is you, which is me. But we need to be switched on. We need to be locked in to what the Spirit is saying, right? Are we receiving the words of death, or are we receiving the words of Spirit in life, which is in Christ, right? So these are the words, and we can discern. So, like, this is another thing that God is showing and revealing, so that we're not tricked through old pattern thinking and old pattern ways. Like, God really wants us, like, quick, powerful and sharp, which we are, but we need to manifest that. And how do we manifest that? By what we say, by what we're speaking, how we conduct ourselves. And so, like, God is teaching. And if you're hearing, we can go level to level, like, supersede quickly. Like, God can bring us so quick, because his word needs to be, you know, out there. Like, people need to hear, like Amber was saying, people are lost. There's no hope. And we bring that hope through the life that we live unto God. And so we really do have a testimony that people need to hear. We all have our own testimonies. And, like, God is working in our life, and people need to see that. People need to hear that. And we are that light. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Without us, the world is dead. Like, because God has positioned us for his work. You know, the ministry of reconciliation. We've all been given it. And so when we understand this very simple truth, we can move forward. God can then start giving us goals and visions, which we can work towards. And so this is what God wants for each of our life. Because if we don't have goals and vision, we are going to perish. We're going to wander aimlessly, like a sheep without a shepherd. And God has not designed it like that. He sent his son to redeem the world so that we can be the light, so that we can give to people, even if they're like, even like in my heart, like even if people are not ready to receive, like our life and the way we live is to love and is to show people who our God is through the life that we're living. It's not about us anymore, but it's about God and him getting the glory. People coming from darkness to light. You know, salvation is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. Salvation is now. You know, and like God is our Father. If you've got a need, God can meet that need. That is our God. Like, he is not a man that he should lie. He will perform. You know, he really will perform in your life if you go to him. And this is the God that we serve. He is a mighty, mighty, powerful God. And so let's serve him. Let's not serve ourselves. Let's serve him. Let's speak what he needs us to speak and not what we think through the knowledge that we've picked up through time. Let's be led of the Spirit of God, which is very simple. We make that commitment and we just move and we pray and we go to God and we fellowship and we receive the sound words, the sound doctrine. If we're not receiving that, we're not going to be practice in the right way. We're just going to end up in tradition. And again, that's not God's heart. God wants that relationship with you. God wants to lead you. God wants to bring many, many people unto you so that he can get out his word. Like Amber again shared it, you know, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We can't be ashamed of our God or the message that our God is trying to communicate with the world, because it's only good. It's only beneficial. And so, like, again, it's every day. Choose you this day. You know, we got to choose each day. And if you want to think that's manufacturing, it's the truth. You can't just be hot one day, next minute, not think to pray or do this, speak like the world. Like, because that's a double-minded man. And we can't be double-minded. And this is what I've seen from my personal walk with God. You can't be double-minded. You have to make that commitment to God and run with it. You know, you can't let anyone else tell you what to do in that sense of you first going to God. We need to go to God and we need to allow him to really direct us, not listen to the carnal thoughts, the negative thoughts, because this is not God's will. Why are we believing it? We have to speak the very thing that we want into existence. And again, that's, you know, the just live by faith. So like, God is really working with us mightily, and each and everyone on here, you are chosen. Like, I really want to express that, understanding that, because maybe I didn't really understand that all this time, that we really are chosen, and God has a great mission for each of us to really execute. And, you know, for people to see that we serve a mighty, mighty God, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was obedient to what God was instructing him to do so that we could even have a relationship, right? And so we can move just like Christ. We are as he is. This is an exciting day. This is a beginning of a new year, which we can really attack that spiritual kingdom. Because again, our war is not what? Against flesh and blood. It's against principality and powers of darkness of the air, which are under Christ's feet, which is under our feet because we got Christ in us. So we put on that whole armor of God to withstand the fiery darts from the devil. He has no voice. He only has voice when we allow him to. Like, he's been defeated. Christ defeated him all those years ago. So let's move in that victorious streak. We are winners. We are not losers. We are not defeated. But death and life is in our tongue. And those that love it will eat the fruit of what you're speaking. So let's speak to the mountain. Let's do that this year. Let's speak to those mountains that are trying to rise up in front of you. And they will be removed from you because it's in the words that we speak and what we believe in our heart. Just like on the day that you believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and you confessed him as Lord. It's that simple, and that's the way we move. Allow God to do the work in your life. Speak it forth and God will perform what you speak. Just like he did with the prophets of old. So let's be bold in what we're doing and how we're moving. God is working in you greatly, and what you speak will come to pass. So, like, God is great, and I love each and every one of you. So again, my encouragement is to be locked in to God for 2024 and do not be moved, do not be shaken, do not look to the left nor to the right, but keep your heart towards God. So love you guys.